Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to get some intel on the Sox. It's the Front Office Report on EEI.
This week's Front Office Report with Sam Kennedy, brought to you by United Office, where they help restaurants maximize revenue and avoid placing customers on hold. See UnitedOffice.com for more information. Sam Kennedy, good morning.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
Sam is on the Harbor One hotline this morning, and I guess I begin by asking if you are at least a little bit surprised that you sit in first place. It's April 22nd, and this team is in first place.
Yeah, it's a confusing sport at times. The more you watch, I think the less you understand, but we'll take it. It was important to get off to a good start, and obviously a long, long way to go, but really glad we're playing competitive baseball. It's been a great start to the season, and now we just we got to keep it rolling.
If you had to point at one thing and say that's the reason for the turnaround so far, what would you say that is?
You know, it's a great question. We've talked a lot about it. Probably our pitching depth. We were just so thin, as everybody knows, last year. So to get the type of performances we've gotten out of the starting rotation, coupled with some great bullpen performances, especially the dominance of Matt Barnes and Adam Ottavino's look great, and Matt Andrees has really helped. So it's just, I think the pitching, you have to point to that. If I had to choose just one thing, of course there's many factors, but I'd point to our pitching.
It seems like Garrett Richards may not be adjusting to the weather so far very well. Can you get him a jacket or a blanket? Or is there maybe one?
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Garrett will be just fine. I think it's a little early to jump on him. He'll be all right. We're ready for a long run here, and so is he. And look, he settles in. He'll be just fine. We got a lot of confidence in him.
Sam, what's the when it comes to vaccinations, can you give us a little information? I know you can't be specific about guys, but what's the current status when it comes to this team on players being vaccinated?
Yeah, well, Alex Cora has been great. I mean, he's been vaccinated now himself, and he's pushing everyone in that clubhouse to get the vaccine. You know, obviously we can't mandate it, we can't require it, but we can certainly educate our guys. And it's so important that everybody get vaccinated. And we understand there is hesitation and reluctancy, but we know it's safe. The doctors tell us it's safe, and we just hope that we'll get to that 100% threshold, let alone the 85%, where we can start to relax the protocols. We're not there yet, but we're hopeful that we get there soon as people become more and more comfortable. And we're glad that we're now in an environment where the vaccine is readily available. That's a good thing for all of us. So hopefully we get there soon, and we'll be able to see less and less masks roaming around the clubhouse and on the field at Fenway Park.
We were talking earlier about the Dodgers and the Padres this weekend, and a vaccination section where those who've been vaccinated would have access to a section without social distancing, maybe some better seats. Is that something that the Red Sox, as an organization, have discussed?
We have, yeah, we have, and you know, we think it's great, but frankly, we feel we're at the point where, you know, we're looking for a roadmap now back to full capacity. To be candid, I mean, we want to be an environment where everyone in the state has access to the vaccine. Everyone in New England has access, and once that happens and it's readily available, it seems to us that we should be opening up and lessening restrictions all over. We've been in constant conversations, as you can imagine, with the state, especially Lieutenant Governor Polito. She's been great about keeping us informed. So we're hopeful that we'll have news and information here to announce coming soon, and as we get into the warmer summer months, and just ecstatic that we're at the point now where I think all adults can get vaccinated, and appointments are available and readily available. So we hope that leads us to an increase from where we're at right now, which everyone knows is 12%. I got to say, the crowds at 12% have been unbelievable. We're so grateful. The energy and electricity inside of Fenway, it shows you. I mean, last year was so depressing, but having even just 4,000, 4,500 bodies in there, it's a completely different experience. And so I just can't wait until we hopefully can bump that up, whether it's 25%, 50%. But in order to run our business and to have concerts and music events and football events next fall, you know, we need to be at 100%. So that's our goal, and we're pushing towards it. And as soon as we're able, we'll be announcing that hopefully here in the near future.
I had been whispered to about August 1st being a full capacity date. Have you heard that full date, 100% by August 1st?
Nothing firm. I have heard whispers of different dates. And so, you know, look, I'm not the expert, but it just seems that whether it's, you know, July 1st or middle of June or August 1st, you know, whenever it is, it can't come soon enough. You know, we're in an outdoor environment. We've got great protocols. Our fans have been great. And our players have been great following the protocols. People are getting vaccinated. You can really see the light at the end of the tunnel now, which is really exciting for all of us.
I had also heard that Zach Brown wanted to play Fenway one more time, and that would be in September. Can you confirm that?
I cannot confirm that, but boy, would that be awesome if we can pull that off. We had, unfortunately, you know, we had 12, 13 shows on the books. Many of them have had to move into 2022. Some are still on the calendar, and that's important to find out when we can get to that 100% capacity so we can have those shows. But can't think of a better way to sort of emerge from COVID than live music at Fenway. And whether you're a Zach Brown fan or not, it will be an awesome, awesome thing to see that type of energy back at Fenway. And if we can do it in September, we're all in. We'd love to have Zach Brown back. I can assure you of that.
Sam, I'm not sure if you saw the video of Verdugo going around on social media where he's like talking to a fan and just like explaining how his approach to hitting. Do you like encourage guys to show more of their personality to kind of continue to grow not only the Red Sox brand nationally and globally, but just Major League Baseball in general? Because I thought it was pretty cool that he did that.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome, Wiggy. I did see it several times on social media and listened to him talking to the fan about how he thinks about hitting and his approach. And we absolutely encourage it. But with this group of guys, they don't even need encouraging. I mean, for Doogie to do that was awesome. And that's just a sort of a small sampling of the type of things he does. He's got such great energy. He's so passionate about this game. I'm sure everybody saw him in the dugout last night after a loss. You know, we're playing really well, but it wasn't acceptable to him. He was devastated after last night's loss, and that's what you want. And I'll tell you, I got an incredible note from a dad who was with his son at our souvenir store the other day, and just took the time to write me a note about Chris Sale, who was in the store and saw this young kid picking out hats and t-shirts, and all of a sudden Chris took him on a little personal shopping trip inside the store, and no fanfare, no attention. Chris will be pissed at me for even mentioning it, but this is a good group of guys. And, you know, we all remember. I mean, look, I grew up here. I remember being down the right field line, you know, getting autographs from Dwight Evans and trying to track down Jimmy Rice, who was my favorite player. And you remember those interactions, you know, forever. So it's really important. And, Wiggy, you know better than anybody. You say one positive thing as a member of the New England Patriots to a 10, 12-year-old kid, that's going to stay with them for the rest of their lives, literally. Right. So we have that opportunity, and it's special when you've got a good group of guys who understand that connection to our fan base.
Wiggy forces autographs on people who don't want them now, though.
I'll take a Wiggy autograph every day of the week.
Yeah, see, here we go.
Hey, Sam, obviously a great start for E-Rod. Have you had any contract negotiations with him in regards to an extension? How confident are you he'll finish his career in a Sox jersey?
Well, appreciate the question, but obviously, you know, we don't discuss any contract negotiations with any of our guys. They always seem to leak out to Greg Hill anyway, or others on your station. So you guys have better sources, but we wouldn't discuss that other than to say Eddie wants to be here. You know, we want him to be here. It's just been fantastic to watch him and how he's reemerged post myocarditis and everything he dealt with. So I can tell you, Alex Cora, if he's excited about one thing, I think he's really excited about him emerging as one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball. So hopefully he can keep it going and we can find a way to keep him a part of the Red Sox for the long term.
Who do you consider to be the ace right now, E-Rod or Eovaldi?
You know, it's a good question. I haven't really thought about it in those terms. They're both pitching great, but I think the performance the other night from Eddie, really, you have to, when you think about an ace and a number one, he certainly looks like it, but everyone's been contributing, so hard to sort of nail down one guy, but I think Eddie would have had the ball on opening day, and I'm a little bit of an old school traditionalist in that sense. You think of your opening day starter as your true number one ace. So if we can get Chris Sale back around the trade deadline or shortly thereafter, you know, it'd be great to add another ace to the staff.
I know John Henry apologized to Liverpool fans this week. When it comes to Fenway Sports Group, were you surprised by the reaction of the fans with regard to the Super League?
No one was surprised by the reaction. I mean, if you take a step back, the fan base for Liverpool is a lot like the fan base for the Red Sox and the other sort of traditional and longstanding clubs and franchises. So, you know, in 20 years here, we've tried to push the limits on a lot of things. And let's be honest, we've done some things really, really well. We've made lots of mistakes. I think one of the things we have done is have the ability to admit our mistakes and say when we've screwed something up and done something wrong. You know, John was and the ownership of Liverpool were trying to create a situation where we were joining forces with these other global clubs and to add value to the club and to the supporters. Obviously, we pivoted quickly. I thought it was pretty impressive that John Henry stood up, acknowledged that, took full accountability and responsibility. He apologized to not only the supporters and the fan base, but to Jurgen Klopp, our manager, to Billy Hogan, our CEO over there. And that's what you want to see from an owner is taking accountability. So now we pivot, we move on. And I can tell you for sure it won't be the last mistake we make. And so we try to do what's right for our fans at all turns. And we'll keep working hard on that and try and win more championships because that's what it's all about.
Sam, we asked Lou Maloney a question about Alex Cora and what makes him, you know, have such a great relationship with players that it seems like, you know, this team is, you know, obviously turned around in large part because of him. One of the things that stood out to me that he said about him, it was because as a former player, he was kind of a grinder and he was relatable. He was able to relate to all the players in their situations, whether they have a good days or they were in a slump. What's the one thing that stands out about Alex Cora as a manager that it seems like these guys are rallying around him?
I would say authenticity. You know, the most important character quality for any leader is authenticity and just being real. And Alex Cora oozes authenticity. This guy, when, you know, he played, this is my 20th year. He played for us 06 through 08 or 09. He was one of these guys that you just could call on for anything. He loved being a member of the Red Sox and putting that uniform on. He never took a day for granted. If we needed anything on the field, off the field, he did it for us. And, you know, not to mention his baseball intellect and acumen. But he's just such a great person, a real person. And the play, he relates to the players because he's been there. He appreciated every single day he played in the big leagues. He loves the sport more than any human, maybe even more than Lou Maloney, if that's possible. And, you know, he is just a baseball person through and through, and that comes across with the players. And you know, look, he can be tough on these guys when he needs to. He can be no nonsense, but he's also empathetic when guys are struggling. And to your point, Wiggy, he can say, look, I've been there. This is what happened to me in a certain situation. Here's how I got out of it. You know, he's had those conversations, especially with the younger guys. You know, all you have to do is talk to Dustin Pedroia about how Alex handled their relationship when Petey was coming up. And he is a special guy. That's why we were so adamant and excited about the opportunity for him to come back. It's really worked out well so far. Again, maybe 2 weeks, people will be calling for his job. I understand that, but he's a special person, and we're really glad he's back in that dugout. It's made a big difference.
All right, Sam Kennedy, great to talk to you, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Great to be with you.
All right. That is the Front Office Report every Thursday here at WEEI.